This is a Weird Darkness bonus bite. Real news of unreal events. Children's drawings recently released by the Ministry of Defense have revealed spooky images of a so-called alien encounter, hinting at a sighting like something out of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Drawn by pupils at Upton Priory School in Cheshire, the pictures were released as part of the files from the Ministry of Defense's UFO desk before it closed down in 2009. The file reveals that in October 1977, 10 children had spotted a mysterious object hovering in the trees while out in their lunchtime break. They told a teacher, Mrs. Hindmarsh, describing that they had seen a mysterious object floating in the trees, which then vanished into the sky. Their teacher then told them to each draw what they had seen separately from each other, using colored pencils and crayons. The results were so eerie that she then passed on the dossier to Cheshire Police, and from there, it found its way to the UFO desk at the Ministry of Defense. In a cover letter, a police officer described a remarkable similarity in the sketches with regard to the UFO and its location between two trees. Dr. David Clark, a former journalist and lecturer at Sheffield Hallam University, helped to transfer the files into the public domain between 2009 and 2013. He told Cheshire Live, "When I opened this particular one, it struck me as more interesting than usual because it was full of all these crayon drawings by these school kids from Macclesfield. I suppose kids say all kinds of things about things that they've seen in playgrounds, but the teachers must have thought this was something to be taken seriously and sat them down to get them to draw what they had seen independently. Then, because the drawings were so similar, she actually gathered them together and took them to the police station in Macclesfield. Then, this copper had written a report about this and sent it to air traffic control in Manchester to see if they had anything on the radar. Then this dossier ended up being sent to the Ministry of Defense in London and passed to the UFO desk. It really is quite something." The drawings are also featured in Dr. Clark's book, UFO Drawings from the National Archives, published in 2017, but it's just now picking up steam in the press. Dr. Clark said, "The Macclesfield case was one of the ones I selected to go in the book because the images are just so amazing." He also speculated that the children may have been inspired by the popularity of science fiction at the time. The 53-year-old added, "1977 was a big year because that's when Star Wars was released. I remember really clearly at the time being really into space and science fiction." Then Close Encounters of the Third Kind was out the following year, and Doctor Who was very popular at the time. There could have been something there that might have inspired them to see this. Perhaps. But that doesn't explain how almost all the pictures show the exact same thing. Yet another piece of the alien mystery coming to light recently.